Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We have been talking about the practical aspects of waiting, how-tos, how to objectively wait on the Lord, with the Lord, and for the Lord. And hopefully you've had a chance to practice that yourself, but what we really want to emphasize is that this is an objective practice. In other words, this is not something that you do sort of by faith, thinking that you're doing it. You will know when you are in His presence. Now, sometimes there's going to be a variety of experiences that you're going to have, and sometimes there's going to be a complete lack of any change, any experience, but that in and of itself is an experience. So the difference between saying that this is by faith and that you may not have an experience is that we're not going to engage our emotions or imagination and think we've had sensed His presence. You either will or you won't. You either will hear from Him or you won't. We're not trying to emphasize one thing or another. We want to deal with reality. God is real, and it's His job, it's His delight to make Himself known to you. So that's where we start. And Lord, we just ask that you make yourself real to each one of us. Lord, it is your presence that draws us to you. We're not driven to you, but we're drawn. It's your goodness that draws us. It's your delight, it's your love for us that draws us. Lord, teach us how to respond. And we come against any interference right now. And any interference that is there that does not have a legal right to be here, we just take authority over you and send you away. And you can't come back. And any interference that has a legal right to be here, you must go sit in the corner until we're ready to deal with you. And Lord, any other obstruction, whether it's from the world system or from our flesh, Lord, we just recognize that this is part of the process of learning to overcome and live as a spirit being that you've placed on this earth for this time. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here for such a time as this, that you're training each one of us for your purposes, but our reward is right now. The joy that you have set before us is a joy we can experience right now. Lord, give each one of us a taste of that joy that will be focused on your goodness. Lord, you know what each one of us needs right now, whether it's a healing direction, encouragement, comfort, the right words for someone else. Lord, I just ask that you give, you speak into, you do whatever is necessary, whatever is your desire. Meet our needs even now. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do during this program, during the rest of the day today, and throughout the rest of the week. We give you permission to do whatever you want in our lives, Lord, because we know in our spirit, we already know what that is, and we've already agreed to it. We've already said yes. Because we know whatever it is, it's for our good. And again, we thank you ahead of time. We appreciate everything you're doing on our behalf. And Lord, again, meet the needs of your people. So many have lost their connection with you out of fear or busyness. And we just ask, Lord, that you make those connections again. Reach out to them and restore that connection and give them that drive and that enticement to do what is necessary, to make the changes that are necessary, to re-link to that relationship that they once had. Again, we thank you ahead of time. So, waiting. We want it to be, and it is, an objective activity. And it's kind of funny to say that waiting is an activity, because when we're in that waiting mode, we are at great rest. Our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, and our body are at a state of almost limbo, but floating and passive. And yet that thing, that listening, is a great spiritual activity. Because the spirit can be the most active the more still the soul is. So the more, it's like when you go into a surgery, if you ever have surgery done. The person having the surgery done has to be completely knocked out so the surgeon can do the work. Part of our process of waiting, we are allowing our body and our soul to become completely available to our surgeon so that he can do whatever is necessary. Whatever healing, freeing, binding up the wounds, the solical wounds, even the natural wounds, renewing, encouraging, whatever he chooses, revealing himself, whatever he decides he wants to do at any given time. The more our soul and body are still, the more opportunity he has to work in our life unhindered. Now, one thing to remember is you've already signed on for this. Because as, and we've talked about this, as you start letting God be the God in your life, he's going to put his finger on things that you may not want him to be involved in. But again, you've already said yes. You've already given him permission to meddle in your life. Now, why did you do that? Because in your spirit, you trust him. In your spirit, You know he wants what's best for you. You know how much he loves you. And not only that, in your spirit, you know what he's doing. And again, you've agreed to it. In your spirit, you are excited for what he's going to do in your life, what he is doing in your life right now. And remember, since there's no time, you are excited now for what he's done in your past. So we want to recognize that there's going to be lifestyle changes. The more you value waiting on the Lord, the less you will value some of the other things that take up your time. But you can do this in response to him. And this is where we start. Wherever you're at, God, and this is the thing, God knows what your commitments are. God knows what your, how you're, what's going on in your life. So that it's not about there that there's a quantity of time or activity that needs to be done in order for God to say, okay, they met my minimum standards, my minimum requirements, so I'll reveal myself. No, it's about doing what you can where you're at and letting the Lord take it from there. Again, waiting, the idea of waiting on the Lord or practicing his presence, becoming aware of his presence. First, it's just becoming aware when we are attuned to him, and then letting that presence grow throughout the day so that we are available to him whatever we're doing. This has become pretty much what acceptable as part of our understanding of Christianity. And yet, we still have a hard time doing it. Who you truly are, a spirit being, is right now and always, ever since you were regenerated as a spirit, in perfect communion with God. Communion. You are speaking to him, he is speaking with you, and you are coming into a common union. Everything that you are as a spirit is one with everything that God is. That's going to be something God is going to have to make real to you. And as he expands our understanding, even if as he expands our natural understanding of science and the universe and how things work, so often think, okay, we've got it. We understand how, you know, time, and we understand, you know, the speed of light and the, you know, theory of how everything works. And then we run into a brick wall and we have to scrap what we think we knew and start from scratch. God never has to do that because he created it all. And he created your situation, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions right now are in the process of being healed of the wounds caused by believing lies. And it's those wounds that keep you from receiving everything God wants for you. But this is a process. When we believe lies about God, you know, that he's, you know, waiting for you to mess up, or yourself, that you've messed up so bad that he can't love you, or others, that nobody can love you, or that they've already written you off, whatever. Those are all lies. Those are built around rejection. There are two kinds of people in the world: those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. God does not want you to live like that. Now, as your soul is healed, your body will be relieved of the stress and pressure of trying to meet the needs of your soul. Your soul has legitimate needs. And before you were born again, before your spirit was renewed, your soul, its own needs, through other people, through itself. But now that God is moving on your behalf to heal you, to heal those wounds, He is no longer going to let the soul get its needs met any other way. So your soul, and this is going to take time. God is gentle. I don't think we'd be able to stand it if He just came in and made us whole. For one thing, we would not appreciate it. We would not value the process. We would not value Him, because we would not have had anything to do with it. And He wants us to be involved in the process. But your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions is now learning to get its needs met from its source, God. Your soul is now getting its needs met, its life, from the spirit within, the eternal life that God is made available from Himself into your spirit. Because again, your spirit and His spirit are now communing. They are one. The eternal life that now dwells within you is available to your soul from your spirit. Again, God's eternal life, it's not about when you die. It's right now. Eternal life is in your spirit now. And the goal of your spirit is to pour into your soul that eternal life. And what is hindering it? Your soul is out of alignment with your spirit because of wounds, because of it's trying to get its needs met, and because of what it believes. But that's the change that's happening. It's not between you and God. It's between your spirit and your soul. So the more time we spend waiting on Him, waiting with Him, waiting for Him, the more opportunity we give for Him to work on our soul so that our soul can receive the eternal life from our spirit that God has already poured in. Now, part of this process, and again, it is a process, this is probably going to be a lifelong process. So far, only one, Jesus Himself, was one, spirit, soul, and body, on this earth. Now, the expectation is that somebody else is going to be whole and complete and entire on this earth, spirit, soul, and body. But I don't know of anybody who's coming anywhere near that. So, kind of be in it for the long run. This is not, this is a lifestyle. This is a way of life, but it's worth it because you experience eternal life now. You experience getting your needs met now. But part of this process, part of our soul being joined to our spirit, is learning how to live as a spirit being. And part of that, just as Jesus did, Jesus walked around as a spirit being who had a soul and lived in a body. You and I are also spirit beings. We have a soul and we live in a body. But unlike him, our soul was separate from God and wanted to do things its own way. And so to relearn how to live as a spirit being, we have to learn how to overcome our enemies. That's part of the way we learn. Those three enemies are the world system, our own flesh, our own souls, imperialism, if you will, and the devil. By going through this process, we can consider it homework. By learning to overcome these enemies, we learn to live as a spirit. Because our choice is either going to be try harder or live as a spirit. Depend on God. Let him do the work in and through us. These are things you'll have to experience, and he will be your teacher. He will give you homework. He will give you assignments, and those assignments are whatever is in your life right now. That's your homework. But if you're trying to work it through yourself, you're going to fail at that homework, which simply means you're just going to have to try again. Because God wants you whole. God wants you to receive everything he has for you. But learning to overcome, these are the processes that are going on. Even as we form our habits, change our lifestyle, so we're turning to the Lord in dependence by learning to wait on him. Practically speaking, how do we start? Let's not make this complicated. However you want to start is fine. However you want to approach this is fine, as long as it works for you. But make it easy on yourself rather than hard. First, decide on a specific amount of time. Just as you would learn anything, like if you're going to go back to school, or if you're starting a new job that you need to learn a new software, you need to learn a new process, you set aside, if it's important to you, you set aside a time to learn it. Don't make it a big deal. Just, it's okay, you're going to have to learn how to do this. Set aside a specific amount of time on a regular basis. Just as if you were going to run a marathon, you wanted to run a marathon a year from now. Between now and then, you're going to start where you're at, wherever you are, and be putting together a schedule for yourself about how often you want to be training and how often you're going to be running, what equipment you're going to need, and on and on and on. You'll plan. Well, this too is something you can objectively prepare for. You start where you're at. So as a starting point, you can set as a goal to practice learning to wait 20 minutes, 5 times a week, and 2 hours twice a week. Now, this is just totally pulled out of thin air. But generally speaking, from my experience and from other people's experience, this is probably a minimum amount of time where you yourself will really be able to see change take place. Now, that doesn't mean change isn't taking place even without you waiting at all, but we want to know about it. We want to be involved in what God is doing in our lives. So 20 minutes, 5 times a week, like every weekday, and 2 hours twice a week, like Saturday and Sunday. Again, for some, this may sound like a lot, but to others, not much at all. Now, if this is too much, just be objective and say it's too much and commit to what your schedule will allow. Blocks of time can be broken up, even though it's a good idea to be thinking that your goal will be to eventually spend a good chunk of time waiting on the Lord. Ultimate goal here. The ultimate where we can say, okay, I've accomplished what I was looking to do, will be to maintain a constant, perpetual, restful waiting on the Lord while still engaged in normal everyday activities. We want to be occupied with living, but not preoccupied. Thinking about our marathoner, the reason he's training is not just so he can win that marathoner or finish that marathon, but that he's becoming more fit in the process. And he will be able to gauge his fitness by being able to finish that marathon. But even if he doesn't finish the marathon, or if something happens where he can't run that marathon, the training is improving his fitness. So for you and I, just this step, setting aside a specific amount of time, improves your being able to receive from God. Your waiting will improve your hearing, your seeing, your experiencing. And even if you stumble and are interrupted, it doesn't matter. Because your focus, you're training your focus to be aware in a whole nother level. Now, this is going to be set aside for a specific purpose. And we will get into more detail next time. If you have any questions for what we've talked about this time, drop me a line. Or if you have any other issues or concerns, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.